Jazz pianist and composer Fred Hirsch recently spoke by phone with Ron Esposito for Around Cincinnati about his autobiography entitled Open Book and CD project Good Things Happen Slowly, A Life in and Out of Jazz, both book and CD released in September.
Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and we'll be in conversation this evening with Cincinnati native pianist and composer Fred Hirsch. Fred Hirsch has spent more than three decades as an improviser, composer, educator, band leader, collaborator, and recording artist. He is a 10-time Grammy Award nominee and has been hailed by Vanity Fair as the most arrestingly innovative pianist in jazz over the last decade. He is the winner of countless prizes and awards and was the recipient of a Guggenheim Fellowship in 2003. The first openly gay, HIV-positive jazz musician of note, he has for two decades been a passionate spokesman and fundraiser for AIDS services and education agencies. His latest album is Open Book, a live recording. Fred Hirsch, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
Your autobiography, Good Things Happen Slowly, A Life in and Out of Jazz, is now available. Congratulations and a job well done.
Thank you. Pretty heavy lift doing something like this, but the response so far has been very positive. It was just released, but people are finding that it resonates, and that really makes me happy. My two models for my memoir were Patti Smith's book, Just Kids. This is set in the early 70s, the beginning of the punk movement in New York, when she had an intense friendship with the photographer Robert Mapplethorpe. And the other one was Andre Agassi's book, which is also very honest, very literary. He really talked about his struggles with hating tennis, hating his father, and then trying to turn his life around. I found it to be a very inspiring book. So those were the two books. I thought if we can do something as, you know, that good, we'll be doing great.
Well, you did, talking about family of origin issues, growing up gay and not feeling you could be yourself, and then, you know, your early days in New York, you know.
My early days in Cincinnati, you know. I mean, it was a really great time, you know, to learn how to play jazz the old-fashioned way, and I was mentored and befriended by Jimmy McGarry and Cal Collins and so many of the local musicians. They gave me some tough love, and they were always happy for my successes when I moved on, and just a really great bunch of musicians.
Yeah, I like when you said you were mentored in the old-fashioned way. You know, you learn jazz by, you know, sitting in and playing on the bandstand the old school way. But you were right on the cusp of when jazz education was starting to turn out a lot of players as well.
Right. I equate myself with another Ohioan, Joe Lovano, who's from Cleveland. And he and I actually met on the Woody Herman band bus in 1977. But you know, he was learning by just throwing himself out of there on the bandstand every night. And his father was a saxophonist. That gave him a good head start. But even though I did go to music school, I didn't really go there to study jazz. I just went to be a better musician and open my ears.
Yeah. In fact, you studied with one of my favorite guys, Jackie Byard, when you were there at the New England Conservatory.
He was amazing. Jackie was a living encyclopedia of jazz piano, and he was able to synthesize all the great styles of jazz piano in a very personal way, and he was a great solo pianist and, you know, sparked my interest in solo piano, and I've now made 11 solo piano albums, so it was really from hanging out with him that I really got interested in it.
Yeah, you know, talking about solo piano albums, your 11th solo piano record on the Palmetto record label. It's called Open Book. I was really impressed with kind of the classical influence. Would that be correct in my hearing?
Well, the record is sort of a companion piece to the memoir. There's a lot of stuff that's pretty intimate. There's also a long 20-minute kind of free-form improvisation that probably owes as much to 20th century classical music as it does to jazz. But there's also a monk tune, and there's something by Benny Golson. There's a beautiful ballad by Billy Joel, and a couple of original pieces, something by Jobim, who's a longtime favorite. So, you know, it's kind of like what you expect a Fred Hurst solo album to be, but they're definitely, I think it's deeper, and I think there's some kind of new territory that I'm heading into.
Well, you've mentioned that in your book, particularly after the coma that came about from your bout of pneumonia that, you know, gratefully you have survived. You have stated in the book that you feel your playing is much deeper and you have a whole other relationship to your playing.
Yeah, I really feel I do. I mean, you know, many years, you know, I've been dealing with HIV, and I thought for a long time that every record I made would be my last, and I put a lot of pressure on myself, and now I'm at the point in my career where, you know, I'm considered one of the top two or three pianists in all the critics' polls, and, you know, I feel like I don't have to go out there and prove myself so much, and I also figure, you know, if people like what I do, great, and if they don't do, that's cool too. I don't feel like I'm playing to please anybody except myself, and that's very liberating.
You know, you reach a certain point, certainly as a person and definitely as an artist, where I'm doing this for me first and foremost, and I hope you all dig it and it means something
right to
you, but this is for me.
Yeah, I mean, I need to get off the bandstand and feel like I created something, I helped people feel something, I did something that was honest and true to me. You know, if somebody comes up to me after a set and said, wow, I really felt this or that or the other, that means that I'm doing my job, you know, and it's really not about, you know, impressing people so much as it is trying to make them feel something and maybe hear a song a little different way or get them to just listen in a deeper way. That's, to me, what's most important.
Yeah, it really comes out in your autobiography, Good Things Happen Slowly, that you're a real artist, and you take that seriously. You're a real artist.
Well, I mean, the job of an artist is to make things, you know, and sometimes those things sell in the marketplace, and sometimes they don't, but it doesn't mean that I stop wanting to make them. And, you know, I've been lucky to have the support of a wonderful small label for the last 15 years, and every time I do an album, you know, they never say, well, it didn't sell this many, and we don't want to. They say to me, hey, what do you want to do next? And that has allowed me a lot of creative freedom to be able to kind of just pursue what I want to pursue and get the support that I need.
Well, Fred, I keep thinking about the title of the book. I think it came about after a doctor visiting you in the hospital and commenting that good things happen slowly.
Yeah, and bad things happen fast. And it's true for all of us. I mean, you know, we never know what's around the corner. So you got to try to live your life with some integrity and do your best every day and just, you know, hope that luck is on your side. Because sometimes bad things happen to good people, and, you know, you just have to just keep the faith and keep doing it. And when I was a young musician in Cincinnati, I never dreamed that I would have the opportunity to play with the people that I played with or travel around the world the way that I do and make music for people. And, you know, I just wanted to swing and have a good time, you know, and it's turned out to be something a lot more. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful.
We've been in conversation with pianist and composer Fred Hirsch, native Cincinnatian. We've been talking about his autobiography, Good Things Happen Slowly, A Life in and Out of Jazz, and also talked about his latest solo piano recording called Open Book. More information about Fred Hirsch can be found on our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.